Yes, it has. Vegas is real. Truthfully, Scott, no one knows what's going to happen in the long run between Vegas and High Point. In one way, I think most of us in the industry wish that the competition would slow down a little bit and that both markets would coexist. Las Vegas has done an outstanding job with their market. There's no denying it. And I think everyone who's objective will say that Vegas has done all it can to produce beautiful buildings, beautiful showrooms, to make it attractive for the buyers. Even in slow times, attendance is good there. I think people like coming to Vegas. They like, first of all, the convenience of the buildings. It's an easy-to-shop market because, whereas High Point is spread out all over the city with 190 buildings or showrooms to go to, in Vegas you've got, at the present time, two large buildings, one 10 stories and one 16 stories, connected by bridges, so it makes it very easy to shop the market. And Vegas is a fun market, it has its not necessarily negatives, but it has its weak points at the moment, just as High Point has its weak points, and both markets have strong points.
Is Vegas still, to some degree, getting its feet under it? And if so, are the folks in High Point worried about maybe potentially it being a sleeping giant in this business?
Well, everybody's worried about everything these days, so you can be sure Vegas is worried and High Point is worried. That's the part where you don't want to sound like a Pollyanna, but you really want to say that one thing you learn in business after the years is that competition really is good. You know, none of us really want to wish our competitors well, but on the other hand, competition has improved both Vegas and High Point. To compare the two, for example, Las Vegas is about to finish the third building next July. I think a year from now they will open the third building, and they will have a total of 5 million square feet of showroom space. Well, High Point has 12 million square feet of space right now. So even though Vegas is growing tremendously and has wonderful exhibits, there's a lot that they don't have that High Point has, which means the buyer, no matter how much he may like the nightlife in Vegas and the restaurants and the shows and so forth, he still has to go where he can see product.
Joe, do you feel like that the High Point market has suffered as much as folks maybe thought it would since the inception of the Las Vegas market 2 years ago?
I think it's been hurt. There's no doubt about it. The various manufacturers will talk about their attendance being down by X percent. Usually it's about 10% or 15%. And truthfully, we don't know whether that's due to Las Vegas or just due to the fact that so many of these big merchants and these big stores are buying direct overseas from Asia and not buying through traditional manufacturers. And remember, the traditional manufacturers are not manufacturing anymore. They're buying it overseas themselves. So the big guys are trying to avoid the middleman, which is now the American manufacturer, and buy directly from Asia themselves. Some can pull it off and some can't. There are many big guys who would rather buy directly from a, quote, an American manufacturer who is sourcing overseas and who will take care of all the logistics and the quality control and all of those problems for them. But what has happened, I think, for the good in High Point is that High Point certainly came awake in the last couple of years with the Market Authority, and they have made an incredible transportation system where a buyer can go all over High Point with these downtown shuttle buses. In just a matter of minutes now, they can get to buildings that I can recall, because this is my 30th year of coming to the High Point market for furniture today. And I can remember I used to walk 30 minutes from one building to another. Now I can be there in 2 or 3 minutes on these shuttle bus systems. They're providing entertainment every night. They're providing a lot of free meals and hospitality. They've gotten the rental car people to put their prices back more to a normal level instead of tripling them by three as they used to do. They've gotten a lot of the hotels to lower their room rates and not raise them for the market. But they've done everything they could, and there's no reason to criticize the Market Authority for what they've done in High Point. And for those people who've been coming to High Point for many, many years, they'll say, you know, we appreciate all the effort High Point has gone to keep our business. We'd like to continue coming to High Point. And a lot will tell you, you know, two markets can easily exist. You know, we can certainly go to High Point in April and October every year, and we can go to Vegas in January and July every year.
Joe Carroll is the publisher of the trade publication Furniture Today. Joe, thanks for talking with us.
You're quite welcome, Scott.